You have probably heard of the terms cum laude, magna cum laude, and summa cum laude. These Latin honors are typically used to recognize outstanding academic achievement among university and college graduates, although sometimes they are used for high school graduates as well, but I don't think that is the case here at Owatonna High School. Cum laude, meaning with praise. This honor is for students who graduate with a grade point average between 3.5 and 3.75. Magna cum laude, meaning with great praise. This honor is for students who graduate with a GPA between 3.75 and 3.9. And summa cum laude, with highest praise. This honor is for students who graduate with a GPA above 3.9. When I was a seminarian at Immaculate Heart of Mary Seminary and a college student at St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota, my Dominican professor of philosophy, Father Andrew Seal Fabian, never gave me a grade higher than an A minus. In fact, he never gave anyone an A. Why? You're not perfect, he would say in his unique and distinctive voice. Yes, I'm well aware I'm not perfect, Father. Only God is perfect. Yes, Father, you are correct as usual. Only God is perfect. And so, thanks to Father Fabian, I graduated from college with the middle academic honor, magna cum laude. In graduate school, when I received my STL, my license in sacred theology, from the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas, I also received the middle academic honor, magna cum laude, proving once again that I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. My elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor. I'm a few fries short of a happy meal. I'm half a bubble off plum. But to quote a line from the end of the 1992 movie, A Few Good Men, when Navy Lieutenant Daniel Caffey tells Marine Lance Corporal Harold Dawson, "You don't need to wear a patch on your arm to have honor." Inspiring words. You don't need to wear a patch on your arm to have honor. You don't need to graduate magna cum laude or summa cum laude to have honor. Our high school graduates don't need to wear a gold cord around their necks to have honor. Real honor is achieved not with a grade point average, but with a life of integrity and virtue. Real honor is found in loving God and keeping his commandments. For Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Real honor is knowing that you are a beloved son or daughter of the Father. And so you can see in a happy act of divine providence, it was a good thing that I never earned summa cum laude. Father Fabian was right. Only God should receive the honor of summa cum laude. Not our children and grandchildren, as beautiful and as honorable as they are. Not our parents, even though I know you faithfully honor your father and mother, not even your spouse, whom I know that you adore. In truth, we save our highest praise for our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To give highest praise to the triune God is the most important activity of the human person. 75 years ago, if you would have asked my parents, what is the purpose of life? My parents would have said, without hesitation, to save my soul. The Carmelite priest, Father William McNamara, writes that although it is true we want to save our souls, that phrase could give the impression that saving our souls is something that we do all on our own, based on our own hard work and good looks and brilliant intelligence, rather than on what God does for us. Besides, Father McNamara says, saving my soul is selfish. It's focused inward. Father McNamara says that the purpose of life is to give praise, honor, and glory to God. The greatest activity of the human person is to give summa laude, highest praise, to Almighty God. The highest activity of the human person is not studying or playing sports or acting or singing. It's not working or eating or barbecuing. It's not hunting or fishing or golfing. It's not shopping or listening to music. The greatest activity of the human person is to praise, adore, and worship the triune God. Indeed, the human person was created to praise, worship, adore, honor God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for all eternity. Think about it. In heaven, we're not going to be cooking or cleaning the bathroom or folding laundry or changing diapers. We won't be mowing the lawn or playing golf or playing cards or fishing or studying or working. Our one activity will be to praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our one activity will be to contemplate His goodness, His mercy, His compassion, His fidelity. The praise and worship of the triune God is the most perfect and highest activity of the human person. That's why Sunday after Sunday, we come here to worship God. That's why we come to Mass every Sunday. That's why what we do here is the most important activity we'll do all week. That's why we don't rush through the Mass. That's why we never mind if Mass goes over an hour. That's why we sing and chant the Mass on solemnities and feasts, because it gives more honor and glory to God. This is why we play the organ and the violin, because it gives more honor and glory to God. This is why we use the Roman canon, because it gives more honor and glory to God. This is why we light more candles and why we use real flowers and not artificial ones, because it gives more honor and glory to God. That's why today, Trinity Sunday, is the greatest feast of the year. Today's solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is a feast to give highest praise and worship to God for who He is in His essence, and not for anything that He's done for us. Today and every day is the opportune time to give summa cum laude to our one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I mean, really, what more is there to say? Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever, unto the ages of ages. Amen.